Today's episode of The Replay is brought to you by Strictly Cookies.
Cookies.
Shanghai's hottest dessert. The next time you find yourself in China, make sure you stop by a Strictly Cookies storefront and follow them on Instagram at Strictly Cookies. Hello, and welcome to The Replay with L&L for sort of the week of April 25th. It's been about 10 days since we saw you last.
A whole 10-day hiatus from L&L.
I know, and I've actually gotten a lot of, I really miss you on my commute. All these people who I didn't know were still listening.
Are listening.
They're actually listening. So y'all are out there. We're here. We're back.
Don't worry.
We're back at it again.
We're back at it again with the white vans. I just bought white vans.
Yes! Good.
There's still in the office.
So we're back at it again in the closet, and the Republican candidates, and actually all the candidates are back at it again. Today is Tuesday the 26th, and there are five primaries tonight.
Five primaries today. Pennsylvania, my home state, being the biggest one.
Did you vote in PA?
I actually didn't, because I came back yesterday.
So did you not vote?
No.
Ellie.
I know.
Oh my god, we just lost all of... This is like the time you said you hated Star Wars.
Stop.
Okay, I won't guilt you.
I know. My parents were like, wait, Ellie, we're confused. And I was like, wait, I'm confused.
But you found out that your dad is a...
But, yes, my dad confessed to me yesterday that he just goes, as he's driving me to the train last night, he goes, you know what? I might just vote for Sanders in protest. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to do it.
In protest of whom, though?
He didn't really explain. I think he was doing it in protest. My dad does support Hillary, but I think he number one, he looks kind of like Bernie Sanders, so I think there's this subconscious, that is me. I want to vote for myself.
Yes, he wants to be president.
And then he was like, and Ellie, think about it, it'll give Larry David, something to do for the next few years.
President Larry David.
But, yeah, I think my dad just is, a little sick of Hillary.
Mm. Yeah, well, we'll find out if America is tonight as well, though. I think she's pretty much sewn it up. On the Republican side, there's drama again.
Drama queens.
The drama-iest queens, for sure.
Drama queens.
Now, Ted Cruz and John Kasich
are working together,
and Donald Trump has chosen to say 50,000 times in the last 3 days that they're colluding.
Colluding.
So there was a 20-minute spot on Morning Joe this morning where Mika just kept saying, well, what is the definition of colluding? Finally, someone freaking Googles it on their iPhone, and they put it up.
They have their iPhones out there, too.
All the time. It's honestly the best job in the world. They're just blatant texters while on television.
They are on their iPhones with their Morning Joe.
Right. It's like they roll in late in a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
They're drinking coffee and they text the whole time.
It's actually my dream job. It's a good gig. One day, maybe.
So all that is to say, collusion is to work with someone in secret for an illegal means. I think was the technical definition. And I think our listeners would like to know, who would you collude with, and for what purpose?
Who would I secretly
work together
with? For an illegal purpose.
Yeah. And why? What is the purpose? If you want me to go, I can go. Because you decide.
I could go so many directions with this. It's really scaring me.
Okay, I'm going to say, this is going to come as a surprise to people, and especially if you look above and see my hat collection. I would collude with Adam Silver to get LeBron to bring a championship back to Cleveland. I don't know how you would do it. Maybe, some point shape. Oh. Maybe that's what he's doing right now. Just injuring. When Tim Duncan goes out, I know somebody's done it already.
Wow.
So that's it. That's what I would do.
That's actually really interesting, because I think I was about to say I would collude with... I can't collude with Adam Silver, too. I was going to say I would collude with Adam Silver to try and help the Sixers, get the best... I know they're supposed to have the first round pick, but I would somehow fix the system so that I would make sure the Sixers got Buddy Hield. Mm. Because they're not going to pick them because they're idiots.
Yeah.
But on a more... Maybe I would collude with Snooki in order to also become a member at Augusta.
God. You and Sookie would make quite the team.
Princesses of Augusta.
Princesses of Augusta. Jeez. Okay. Well, that's valid. That's fair enough.
I just, like, let's see how often we can say collude.
In this. Collusion. Collusion.
Collusion.
Lion Ted and John with no nickname. So, I think we have been gone for a bit.
I think we've been doing
some crazy, exciting stuff. What have you been up to?
Well, I'm about to start a new job within my existing company, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
I just came back from Colorado, where I managed to get us at least one new podcast listener named Lawson.
What does Lawson do?
Lawson is like a professional ski bum, basically.
Okay.
And my friend and I were being noobs on this mountain and didn't know what we were doing, and he came down and, like...
Do you ski or snowboard?
I don't do either.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I would be... They taught us these terms called, like, a gaper or a jerry.
Yeah.
One
of my college roommates has been a ski bum.
Tess.
Yeah, she owns a donut. She's our sponsor. Sorry, I just revealed that Bad Donut. We know the sponsor of our show, Bad Donut.
Of course we know. We had to get to know her.
She's a donut entrepreneur.
I love her Instagrams. Yeah. Make me want to move to Jackson.
And you should follow them. Bad Donut. Anyway, keep going. So I know all the terms.
Yeah, so a gaper.
You got us a podcast listener because you're a gaper.
So a gaper is someone who has the gap between their ski goggles and their helmet.
And just, like, an ultimate nerd.
An ultimate doid.
Yeah.
And then a jerry is the same thing.
Right.
So we learned all of those. And we were gapers and jerrys, but he accepted us for a day.
Okay.
So it was really cool.
And he digs the pod.
He loves the pod.
Good. Well, I'm glad. I had similarly exciting news. I didn't travel anywhere, but last week I was,
Mr. Baby Bugaloo?
No, I have celebrity-related news that has nothing to do with Mr. Baby Bugs.
Okay.
That said, I was in, so it's both good and bad, because I was running late for a date. Okay. And as I was going on the date to, like, the fanciest restaurant I've ever been to.
Why
this person took me there is very unclear to me. It was, like, so nice. I'm like, I'm not fancy.
But I could be.
So anyway, so we go to this super fancy restaurant, and I'm running late. I'm coming straight from work, and I'm, like, physically running into the building. And it's at a hotel, like, a really nice hotel in Midtown by where I work. Run into the building. The restaurant is called A Fiori. My brother told me that I need to make sure we, like, say restaurant names. But anyway, really, really fancy.
Not our sponsor, but so great.
Honestly, it was so fancy that I looked at the appetizers, and I looked at the menu, and I was like, oh, this place doesn't have any appetizers, because the appetizers were so expensive.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, I guess they don't have any appetizers. Anyway, okay, so fast forward, I, like, I'm, like, running there, and I see this crowd of 12-year-old boys outside, and I was like, walked by them quickly, and then I was like, you know what? Like, you care who they're waiting for. It's probably, like, a basketball player. So I turned
like
and I was
the
like,
Rock.
Well, so I turned and I asked him, I was like, hey, who are you guys waiting for? And they're like, DJ Khaled. And I was like, no!
Yes.
And so anyway, so I was like, oh, but crap, I'm late for this date. I can't be standing out here with 12-year-old boys waiting for DJ Khaled. Plus, I didn't trust them. Like, what do 12-year-old boys know? Nothing. I did not believe them that DJ Khaled was coming. So I leave and I was like, all right, whatever. So I leave, I go into the hotel, go up to the concierge to ask them where the restaurant is, because I have no idea. And I turned to the left, and I was like, holy shit, that is the tallest man I've ever seen in my life. And it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh.
And I freaked out, and I was like, ah, Kareem. He was literally, I took a picture.
Alone?
He was two.
I saw your snap, actually.
Yeah, he was two of the women checking him in. Like, you could have stacked them on top.
Did you say anything?
No.
Did you say...
I should have said, go Bruins. He was the graduation speaker for my brother when he graduated.
And when he was there, though, he was named Lou Alcindor.
Also true. Wait, so there's a sad end to the story. So I saw Kareem, which is amazing, one of the greatest basketball players of all time. That's a huge win.
He's amazing.
It was amazing. I was like, no matter what happens on this date, what a day to be alive. So then I go upstairs to go to the fancy restaurant. I'm sitting, and then I get a text from the guy, and he says, oh, I'm, like, 1 minute away. And so I was like, ugh. crap, I could have waited with the DJ Khaled.
I could have seen DJ, then, but then you wouldn't have seen Kareem necessarily.
So this is the thing. So then I cut, when he and I sit down, Kareem, I asked him
Kareem
if
they're colluding.
They're colluding.
They
what
were?
What are they colluding for? No, I don't know. But all I have to say is the next day on Snapchat, those stupid 12-year-old boys were in Khaled's Snapchat. So it was almost me and a bunch of 12-year-old boys with DJ Khaled outside of a hotel in Midtown.
I watch his Snapchats, too.
What is better, though, seeing Khaled or seeing Kareem?
I think Kareem.
Kareem's a legend. Khaled's
God led you to Kareem.
You're right.
Let's just leave it at that.
God led me to Kareem in a really nice duck dinner.
It's good to know that he's staying at nice hotels and having a nice...
That Kareem's doing okay.
Having a nice life. I love him.
And then you went home this weekend.
So I was all over the place. I was in Colorado. Still don't understand why my awesome landscape pics didn't get more Instagram likes. Like, I'm sorry, people. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, were you busy living this weekend?
Right.
Why did no one like
people
those?
People didn't respect their gram.
Yeah. And then I went to Philly. We celebrated my birthday early, which was exciting. And took a nice little trip to the DMV to get my PA license.
I went to the DMV on Monday.
Which was the same day. Allie and I went to the DMV the same day.
Separately.
And didn't realize it. And she texted me and goes, the DMV.
The worst.
And I was like, dude, I was just there.
Okay, so I go to the DMV to get a new license.
In New York City.
In New York City, because I lost my wallet.
The thought of that literally just gives me goosebumps.
I lost my license literally 5 months ago and have been living with a passport.
You've subtly been doing really well with the passport, though.
I
barely even noticed.
I know, but don't say that. I'm going to lose it. Anyway, so I go there. I have all of my documents. I have them in a folder.
Oh, yeah.
I was, like, so great. And I get to the counter after waiting for an hour. Ugh. And this man tells me that I don't have the right documents. And I was like, sir. He said that the thing that proved I had a license for California had to be on, like, California state letterhead. And I was like, I really... just can't in this moment. So I leave the DMV and I was upset. And I was like, I'm not one of those people who could ever get mad at the person working at the DMV. That's
it's
just not my nature.
I
like the furthest I got was like, this is too bad. I'm not happy. All right, but thank you, sir. And then I walked away.
I hope you have a lovely
day. I was like, I really wish that you had told me before I waited for an hour. You know, like,
know.
They should check your documents, like, right when you get there, and if you don't have the right documents, then...
If anyone who's had to, like, renew their license or get a new license, like, the wording on all of these websites is not clear.
No, it's unclear.
Like, I thought I needed to bring my passport, like, and it ended up being so easy, but it was just, like, it's all so stressful.
Well, I also had a social security copy of my social security card, and they make you have a real one, whatever.
Who
who's carrying around?
Who the FRH has their own social security card?
He goes, where's your social security card? I was like, in Arizona. And anyway, whatever.
And he probably was like, not helpfulness.
Yeah. Fast forward to, I'm leaving, I'm very angry, so I decided to turn on the Beyonce album, Lemonade.
Lemonade,
which dropped this weekend. We'll definitely be talking about it. And I had, this has never happened to me in my life before, but I think I had a rage blackout. Like, did you watch The OC? You know how Summer suffered from rage blackouts? I have never, and this is, like, what we could talk about with the new Beyonce album, but I've never had music affect me in that way. But I was leaving the DMV, I was upset, I'm, like... put on the headphones. It's the song Don't Hurt Yourself. I think I listened to Sorry and then Don't Hurt Yourself. And Don't Hurt Yourself is this, like, very angry. And I work pretty close to my ex-boyfriend's apartment. And I'm walking from the DMV back toward my office where he lives, too. And I was, like, I was physically heated on the inside. Like, I thought I was, like, going to explode to the point where I'm confident. I felt like Beyonce walking around in
with the baseball bat.
And I was like, if I saw...
your ex-boyfriend?
It was actually, like, an insane feeling. I've never felt that way in my life.
This is, like... you're gonna make fun of me. Yeah, but you're gonna make fun of me. I sometimes watch the series The Bates Motel on Netflix because I'm a weirdo.
Okay.
Anyway.
It's like a horror series.
Yeah, but it's Norman Bates, who is like the psycho killer.
Uh-huh.
But he, whenever he kills somebody, he just, like, blacks out and, like, doesn't remember anything.
Am I a murderer and I just don't know it?
Yeah, you could have.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We should probably
check the crimes
in New York City.
Is he still alive? Well, so anyway, so all that is to say that lemonade is an extremely powerful hour of your life. That
if
people have not dedicated the hour of their life to it yet.
Or the $18 that it now costs to view it, right?
I don't know. You can do a free trial of Tidal.
Yeah, but isn't it like the Amazon Prime, they rope you in after a month?
If you don't cancel it.
But like, what? I have to put a reminder to cancel it.
No, these are all facts, but...
Okay, so I've been in a lot of... Tidal. Okay.
I've been in a lot of, I'm sounding very hostile on this episode. I have not been in a lot of arguments with people, but everybody was texting me all day Sunday, as I'm like the go-to person. All my friends were like, did he cheat? Did he cheat? Did he cheat? But the thing is, the album is about so much more than that.
I mean, obviously, I just watched it thanks to you.
Mm-hmm. I made her. I'm like, you need to get on the couch now.
I was, all of my friends were texting in a group thread about it, and I was like, guys, wait, what's going on? Mm-hmm. I'm at the DMV. And, I mean, there's no question. Like, I'm watching this, and I'm like, whoa, this is real. Like, obviously, he cheated on her. It's just, like, I guess...
But I think the whole point is
deeper than that.
Everybody keeps talking about the line with, like, the Becky with the good hair, and who he, if it was Rachel Roy, which my favorite part of all of this is that many people thought that it was Rachel Ray.
Who has the cooking show on ABC at, what, like, 11?
She's one of my least favorite celebrities / humans on the planet.
Really?
Which would have made me weirdly happy if that happened just because of, like, what in the world? But so anyway, so whether or not it was Rachel Roy...
Rachel Roy totally could be named Becky, too, in a different life.
She should be named Becky. That's a good point.
She's, like, such a Becky.
Such a Becky. But, so, that's not the... I think, like, the biggest thing is it's less about... whether or not he cheated on her or like a specific event, and more about the fact that unfortunately that type of relationship or heartbreak or like feeling of betrayal or questioning whether or not you're being cheated on is like a feeling that
we've all
women
felt.
More broadly, it's like about that, about relationships. And I think the whole second half of the album is about forgiveness and about family and about moving on and like the acknowledgement that promises get broken and relationships, particularly marriages, are really complicated. And
it's just, yeah.
But the anger pieces at the beginning
are so real.
And it's like, if you've ever been treated poorly or cheated on,
it is like, so I am coming, people, this is my like fresh reaction to it. I literally just watched it. It's so real. It's so real, and it's so, like, you said you had to stop watching it, and I kind of wanted to stop watching it, because I was like, this is...
I had to stop listening to it the other day, because I was having rage blackouts.
Yeah, and this is just, like, making me, like, have flashbacks of my own life. But it's true. She really captures, like, that feeling of you're like, wait, something's not right.
Right.
But I'm,
But am I jealous or crazy?
But am I jealous or crazy, or am I, like, but I know something's not right, but I'm pretending that everything's fine, but, like, in the pit of my stomach, I know.
Yeah. And I think my three hottest takes, these might not be my hottest takes. One is the, double zipped hoodie is just such a baller move that she opens with. It zips down the front and the back.
It was, yeah.
It's just like, how did, and then it came off when she's in the water, which just seems highly unlikely.
It reminds me.
How?
It reminds me of all that athleisure wear from
totally.
Creed.
Totally, yeah.
From Creed.
yes.
Ryan Coogler, by
Ryan
the way,
Coogler.
Was in Time 100
oh, I know.
Influencers.
Yeah.
And I just happened to walk into the Time
written by Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Yes.
I just
was at the red carpet for the Time Inc. 100 because I just had to go to the bathroom and climb a circle.
Another hot take is that everybody should watch James Corden's parody called Monologue, where he does that, but it's about writing a monologue, and it's epic. And then I think the last thing is, like, honestly, how musically interesting it is.
It's really...
Like...
And I'm not even... I'm gonna have us lose listeners here. Sorry, Rachel, who's our biggest Beyonce fan I've ever met, and one of our biggest fans. I've never been, like, big on the Beyonce
train. You're not, like,
in
the Beehive.
I'm not in the Beehive or the whatever it is.
The Beehive is fine. The Beehive. Bees
Baywatch,
Beehive.
Yeah. I've never been like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with her. But this, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, she, in one album, has a, like, reggae song, a full-blown country song.
Like
she
could. And I like the country song.
The country song's great. She could beat, it's Miranda Lambert. It's like the country song Miranda Lambert wishes she could write.
Yeah.
Then Kendrick.
Mm.
Two Diplo songs. Anyway, I think it's.
She rocks.
And the biggest thing for me of all is it's basically like a love letter, not to Jay-Z, but to New Orleans. And it is like such beautiful footage of New Orleans and so much about like the fun and the culture, and there's Mardi Gras Indians and everything's awesome. So I'm a huge fan.
I might have to get title now.
First of all, I think that the tide is coming. But I also am thinking about whether or not I'm going to go to her concert. There are three big concerts I want to go to in the next month. This summer, sorry. Biebs, for sure I want to go to Biebs. But
I'm in the Biebs hive. I'm not. I've been in the Biebs hive.
Oh my God, no. I'm in the Biebs hive. But now I'm out of town for the Biebs, so I can't go to Biebs. So I'm going to go to B. And then in August, my one and only dream man, half Jewish, half black, Drake. Aubrey's here. So I gotta be there to support him.
The Aubrey hive.
So in sort of related music news.
This is related.
I actually was surprised, to be honest. I am surprised, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but Beyonce had a lot of collaborators on this album.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick, Jack White was awesome. James Blake, not the tennis player from Harvard.
Right. Easily confusing.
Which would have been cool, but didn't happen.
Just play his racket.
Right, just play it. But she has never, I think, collaborated with John Legend.
We should check on that.
Isn't that...
As far as I know, but I'm not an authority on that.
Yeah. But John Legend is now the daddy of a baby.
Of a baby named
Luna.
Luna, like the bar. Luna Simone.
I know. I wonder if it's after Nina. I think it's after Nina.
It was. And I kind of like it. Luna Simone, I thought that was cute. I did.
Luna Legend, although it's not. It's Luna Stevens.
I did. Yeah, that's not as fun.
Yeah.
I did notice when this, I know this happened last week, but... The Instagram that Chrissy Teigen posted was, like, cute and all, but it was, like, okay, here's the little baby.
Oh,
and then it was, like, oh, here are her huge boobs.
People got crazy about it, and then they were...
It was too much.
They were writing about it, and then she was tweeting about it, and then she got a ton of flack this weekend for going out to dinner. They went out to dinner, and everybody was like, I can't believe these celebrity parents, blah, 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 like, going out for date night a week after they
Luna's
had the baby.
Luna's got to sleep.
I know, and so somebody tweeted at her, like, where's Luna? And she goes, I don't know, lost her. Can't find her.
That's amazing.
It's like, she lives with her, Chrissy's parents live with them. Anyway, So Luna Simone is an adorable name.
Luna Simone is an adorable name. I approve of that. It's a little different, just the right amount of different, I would say.
Luna reminds me of Lottie, as we all know.
Lottie and Luna.
Lottie and Luna would be deaf friends.
Or if you ever have twin girls.
I know, though Luna's definitely going to be way older than Lottie, the way this situation is happening. Anyway, so also, not all celebrity children have been so lucky.
True.
So today we're going to play a little game called Would You Rather. Ellie was going to pick which name, so you get to pick how you want to play it. You can play it one of two ways.
Okay.
It is Would You Rather, one of two celebrity names.
Okay.
But you get to pick, would you rather be named that?
For my, okay.
Or would you rather name
or for
your
my theoretical
that.
Child.
Yeah. But whatever you pick, you have to pick it
for
whole.
For all of them.
Yeah, for all of them. This is very serious, so choose wisely.
I'm really nervous.
Yeah.
I think, let's make it about me.
Okay. It's all about Ellie. Okay. The first one is Bear Blue, who's Alicia Silverstone's child.
B-E-A-R? Like a bear?
Bear. That's not what a bear sounds like. Okay.
Oh, God.
Or Blue Ivy. So this is a battle of the blues. Bear Blue or Blue Ivy?
I'd go Blue Ivy.
Okay.
I'm not a bear person.
Right.
I was just in the Rocky Mountains. I was just in the Rocky Mountain National Park, and I was definitely more of a, I'm more of a deer.
Okay.
A deer.
Okay.
I was gonna say antelope.
This is a literary. This is a literary battle.
Okay.
Also, you have to be pretend that you're gender neutral, because like obviously you'd pick the female name.
As a women's basketball player, I can be gender neutral.
So, this is a literary one. Would you rather be Atticus, who's Daniel Baldwin's child,
that's pretty
or
trendy.
Scout, who's Bruce and Demi's child?
So, is this assuming I'm a boy?
No, I just said you don't get to pick the...
I were a boy, I'd want to be Atticus. If I were a girl, I'd want to be Scout.
Okay.
It's not helpful.
Well,
I'll go with Atticus. Okay. I'll go with Atticus.
Why? Because you...
Scout's a little generic these days.
This one's my favorite. This is a battle within the family. So these two people are in the same family.
Okay.
And these are their names. They're Frank Zappa's kids. Diva Muffin. Or Moon Unit. I mean, I know your answer already, and I know why.
You know why? I hate muffins. I'm gonna go Diva Muffin.
Yeah.
And I hate the space.
You hate space?
Moon Unit. It's like some newfangled spaceship.
Okay, the last one is Battle of Two Names I literally don't even know. One is HUD. By John Cougar Mellencamp's kid.
Like the Harvard University dining.
I guess. Versus this. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's Matt Lauer's kid.
What
and it's THIJS. So I think it's this. I think I don't know.
I'd go fifth. Then I'd say it like
okay.
that.
Okay. Well,
wow.
There you have it, folks.
Those were so good. I wish I had like an equivalent fun thing for you. All I had were some names. Obviously, Ellie and I were really good at communicating these past endings.
Right.
All I have for you are just some, like, interesting names of cool celebrity couples that I just didn't even realize.
I'll guess whose kid it is.
Okay. Esmeralda.
Mm.
Pretty hot couple, too.
One of the Hemsworth brothers.
That's a good guess. Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes. That's what their daughter's name is.
Oh.
But like,
having another kid.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was a real relationship.
Oh, yeah. It's.
But it is.
I still don't understand
what
happened there. I'm not. I'll never feel good about that.
Yeah.
You probably know this. This couple has a daughter named James.
Oh, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I mean,
that?
She's going to be really pretty. It doesn't matter.
You don't care?
Yeah, I mean, like, if she was...
I guess they can call her Jamie.
But they could also just call her James, because she's going to be a 20 out of 10. So she'll be, like, a hot girl named James, which is cool. If she looked like, you
That's
know...
so bro, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then this last couple, they have two kids named Lincoln and Delta.
Are they, like...
modes of transportation.
Yeah, and or, like, civil rights era words.
Yeah, yes. But they're not quite the faces
of... sorry, not civil rights, civil war.
Civil war.
Era words. Lincoln and Delta.
Another young, hot couple. No. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Oh, I'm so mad at myself. I didn't know that.
I know, but that's
I love like, them so
that's
much.
That's why I felt like I had to bring this to attention.
They're out of Africa, or they're
amazing.
That video they made on safari is like
they have too
if
much
ever
fun.
If you ever want to know my dream,
that would be a couple. I would be truly devastated to find out if he or she cheated on the other one.
I mean. Honey, they did. Let's be honest.
Everyone.
Speaking of couples.
FaceTime means nothing anymore.
Speaking of couples, the most devastated I've been for any breakup in the history of the world is that of my favorite couple, Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan.
What the heck? Michael.
I mean, Matt, like, if I were Kelly Ripa and I listened to Lemonade, I would 100% get arrested. There'd be, like, no question. And not even about my husband.
Especially with those arms, she could do some damage.
She does 200 push-ups a day.
She looks.
I read that once
phenomenal.
In like Shape, 10 years ago. And anytime one of my friends is like, "Oh, how do I make my arms fit?" I just tell them 200 push-ups a day.
Push-ups.
I have no idea if that's true.
It's
or not.
It's definitely true.
I've not fact checked it.
That.
Okay, so Kelly, I feel for Kelly. So I Kelly Ripa's a controversial figure in terms of, like, I feel like, not controversial is the wrong term, polarizing.
Polarizing is the right
term. I have a lot of friends who find her yappy and annoying. I think they've just never watched the show, like, is my theory on it, because she's amazing.
Unless you've, like, really, and we all know it takes some time to, like, get into a morning show.
Right.
I say that because
do you watch the Chew?
In the morning show.
Oh, okay. Different kind.
But, like, it takes some time to get used to... like the person's personality if you haven't been watching it for a while, but
right.
Like you by like a week in, you're like, oh my god, this is like Kelly and Michael. You're like, this is it,
this is it,
this is this it is it's like the perfect
I found it.
It's like when we did like the celeb like ideal power couples, like yeah. They actually are, for a morning show team, like they're the perfect couple. That's why this is so upsetting.
This is devastating. What do you think Gelman's doing?
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Gelman probably had a very stressful Passover. I love him. Yeah. I love him so much.
Gelman had a very stressful...
No, I think
hopefully, Gelman does a lot of yoga.
I think he and Kelly were really, like, blown away by this. But that's kind of how show business
Gelman
is.
Gelman is low-key loaded.
Oh, he better be. He's been cranking the show out for years.
I know. I love how he just sits in the corner and is like, hey!
And they, like...
They make so much fun of him.
I know. I love it.
Who
do you think... If you had to pick one person to replace Michael, who do you think could do it?
Ugh. I mean, she's going to beg, borrow, and steal to get Anderson on.
To get who?
Anderson Cooper.
You think?
They're best friends, and he's always her guest co-host. Last time, I think a very close second was Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, he almost got it.
I think, but, so here's my question.
They auditioned a ton of people when Regis was leaving.
So here's my, but it was always going to be Michael. It was so clear. They had such chemistry from the beginning. I guess my biggest question is, like, And I don't know the answer to this, is like, what is a step up versus step down in Hollywood? Because I thought when I read he was leaving Kelly.
Yeah, and going to Good Morning America.
Going to Good Morning America. It was a step down. Not because GMA is a step down, but because he goes from having his own show.
Right.
To being, like, the fifth person at GMA. Well, he's not even replacing George Stephanopoulos.
Well, that's the thing that's a little complicated, though, is it's not... I mean, he probably got a bigger contract.
Yeah, but
I think GMA may, I'm not sure, but GMA may have more viewers. Like, I'm not sure what his strategy was.
Yeah.
I think it may have been money, to be honest, or it was, like, a really great contract that they couldn't turn down.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's doing so much right now. Maybe it freed up more time for him to do, football, because he's, like, the fifth person. It could be that he's getting more money for less responsibility and more flexibility
and
to
more
do
flexibility.
His other
That's
stuff.
Probably, it's probably a little bit of all of that, yeah.
But that, it just seems, I mean, Live with Kelly and Michael is just such a dream gig. You interview all the coolest people, people love them.
It's fun. Yeah. It's a little bit later in the day, so you don't have to wake up at the absolute crack of dawn.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Anyway. Ugh. But I'm really sad. She had a great, I think she needed to take that time. She got blindsided for the second time.
She would have been in a fit of rage, too. You're right.
And I think it's also... I think it's also just that... They are a ratings cow. Like, they're doing so well. She's been at the network for 20... I think she had 26 years. Because she was on All My Children for years.
She got her soap star.
That's where she met her husband. They had their 20th anniversary this weekend. They got married, like, they eloped, like, 20 years ago. Who would have thought?
And they are... He is so beautiful.
So beautiful. Tiny man, though.
You know who I secretly would love to see as, like, a guest co-host just every once in a while?
You or me?
Yeah. But we talked about
this. I think I'd vibe really hard with Kelly.
We talk about this, though, because we would be...
In my head, we're best friends.
Maybe the three of us would be a good trio.
Yeah. I think, like, you, me, Kelly, Chrissy Teigen... Erin Andrews and, like, Brooklyn Decker.
Yeah, that's...
Right? I think it's, like...
Did we just form a T-Swift crew?
No, we formed what the talk, the CBS show, wants to be. But we need one crazy old lady. Who could be the crazy old lady?
Bette Midler.
No, because didn't she say something really...
Whoopi. We have...
Whoopi's already... you know who I'm thinking? The crazy lady from Grace and Frankie. And she knows Brooklyn Decker because Brooklyn Decker's on Grace and Frankie. The one who's,
lesbian? What's her name?
No.
No.
Not Jane Fonda, the other one.
Yeah, anyway. The other one. I know who you're talking about.
I know. And I'm really upset with myself for blanking. We're rambling.
Well, this is what I wanted. Peyton Manning.
Ooh.
Oh.
Think about it.
Ellie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been holding that card for a while.
Ellie. I don't even know what to do. Well, speaking
this
of
is
sports,
why I may or may not work in television.
Sports and duos.
Get it out there.
Whew. Sports and duos, talk show duos breaking up. Brings us to Skip and Stephen A. The two loudest people
first
on television.
Take.
Yelling at each other every morning.
I actually love the intro song because I watched.
I secretly like First Take.
I walk.
I know. I actually probably just lost all of our listeners.
It goes. Let's get it poppin'. And I know all the words because I watch Mike and Mike, and then it comes on right after, and I'm like,
right after.
And I used to hate the song, and now I'm kind of like, oh.
I know. I don't know. I'm sorry. I like First Take.
So Skip is. You said Skip is going
Skip
to.
Skip is skipping out. Oh.
Oh. We are getting weird in here.
Yeah, it's
I like
getting
it.
Super weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to Fox Sports.
Yeah, that wasn't the only big thing in sports this week, though.
A lot of big things in sports.
NBA.
10 days. We've missed a lot.
We've missed a lot. We'll just hit you with the highlights.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about to be a big week in the NBA.
A lot of big playoff games. Really sad that Steph Curry right now is out of commission.
Yeah. Sprained, though, not torn MCL.
Sprained MCL. They said 2 weeks. They did the MRI yesterday.
I'm extremely pissed again. About to go lemonade on the officials for two reasons.
In that case?
Yes. Because first, if they had called off the Harden shot in the game, in game three, there's no way Steph would have played if they're up 3-0. So he wouldn't have gotten hurt.
True.
Second point is he told them earlier in the night
that the court was slippery.
That the court was slippery, and they didn't do anything about it.
They're sweating like animals out there, though. Ew. There's not a lot that you can do.
Like Bear Blue.
Like I've seen some basketball courts where you're like, wait, what? Especially like grown men like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like there's only so much you can do.
Steph's just falling victim to the other grown men because Lord knows that boy has no sweat glands.
Yeah, I think I potentially like am hairier.
More secondary than he sex is. Characteristics.
Yeah. I just like don't. And who else got hurt? Chris Paul.
And so, well, and Blake Griffin.
Right.
So it's like, as soon as you thought, oh, maybe this would ruin the Warriors season, like, I think
now the
Clippers series might go longer. People are trying to talk about the Warriors tanking this next game.
I don't believe that.
It just seems so stupid.
I think they're too tough for that.
I mean, that also just seems really, really, really risky.
Yeah.
But your man.
You know who's having an up playoff week?
Your dude.
Jalen. Jeremy Lin. 21 points?
Yes.
And some sort of new slick man bun situation?
I can't. What is going on with his hair?
I think he's bored down there in Charlotte. I think he doesn't know.
I mean, he's.
Which way's up?
He's got to find a fix for that.
I don't know. Yeah.
One of our listeners was a good friend of his, and I just frequently will send messages about him needing to go get his hair fixed. Speaking of which, I saw Barbershop Alone on Saturday night. I may have been a low. I don't know why I just confessed that to a whole group of people. But I did.
That's okay.
And Jeremy Lin should be there. Anthony Davis was in the movie. Oh, I might have just spoiled it. But he was. For all the people who were going to go see it, which is zero of you. Though it has a 93% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Saturday night? Oh, really?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good movie. But, Anthony Davis is in it, but really, Jeremy Lin should have been in it, because, oh, good God,
he needs help.
He needs a barbershop.
I don't know what, like, I get it's an expression of how he's feeling.
Bad taste.
You want to be a little bit funky, but, like, I almost, and I told Allie before we started this podcast, I really want to just do a full episode on NBA tattoos and dissecting what they all mean.
Yeah.
Because it's absurd out there.
There's a really great YouTube video of Kevin Durant going through all of his tattoos, and it's like, this is my house that I grew up in, because it's my house that I grew up in. I was like, okay, that's very literal.
That'll play.
Yeah.
Well, I almost wish that, like, everyone in the NBA should be obligated to do that, so I know what the F I'm looking at out there. Because
it would take you 10 hours with Birdman and JR, though.
I mean, Mike Scott on the Hawks literally has just, like, the emojis we have on our phones.
The emojis.
He just has them all
Why?
Over his
Why
arm.
The emojis?
I don't know.
The emojis tattoos are weird.
That's
I don't
stupid.
Approve.
All right.
We have...
Should we just switch...
Let's just hit the NFL before we go, because really I'm pretty sure my kitchen is on fire right now. And from the closet, I actually smell fire.
Someone just walked in, and I'm not sure who that was, because I thought everyone was home. Right?
No, Cecilia's not home yet. Okay, okay. But just checking. Kitchen is literally on fire.
Yeah.
So, who else is on fire, under fire, should we say, is both Jonathan Manziel. Is his name Jonathan?
I don't know. I assume.
We'll Google that later. Jonathan Manziel.
Jonathan Manziel, Johnny.
And Thomas Brady. Ellie, be formal here, please. Thomas Brady. And Jonathan Christopher Manziel.
Has been deflated again.
Yeah.
yeah, so the court. This is, like, so fun that there's... I feel like this just popped out of nowhere. And they were like, oh, by the way, Tom Brady, like, the court says... Right. You do have to take four games off.
Also...
Like, I thought this was all, like...
First of all, I thought it was settled. Dead. Couldn't agree more. Secondly, why are legitimate judges deciding on this?
Because it's a question of the... Like, players' association.
Yeah, now it's, like, labor laws, etc.
Yeah, it's all
totally,
kind of...
I totally get that, theoretically, the law, but, like, in practice, law. Was there not a judge who was like, y'all, get this out of my courthouse. Yeah. Get up out of my courthouse.
Who cares anymore?
Who cares?
It's over. I know. It was funny because I was watching the Celtics-Hawks game the other night, and the whole crew was there. I didn't see... Tom wasn't there, but Gronk.
Oh, yeah, Bill.
Bob Kraft and Bill were all there. It was, like...
And the Celtics played well.
And I was reminded why I hate the Patriots. The Celtics did play really well.
Yeah.
That's actually a fun series.
And then Johnny Manziel, it's just...
The hits keep coming for him.
I think it's it. I'm betting the very little life savings I have on this being it. You heard it here first, folks. I'll divide it amongst all of you. Class action lawsuit style.
I would bet what negative savings I have on the fact that in a week he does something... he's in the headlines again.
Wait, I don't mean that he won't be in the headlines again. His career is like full blown over.
Oh, you think so? With the indictment?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Johnny, you've hit the end of your road, sir.
What do you think he's gonna do?
We can play that game next time.
Yeah.
Great talk. God. All right. Well, we're gonna go save my kitchen from a fire. And thank you for joining us. And we will talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.